Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all-electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Brian Windhorst, a very busy man. We always appreciate when he stops by. Makes us smarter. ESPN senior NBA writer. I think we're all guilty of wishful reporting there, Windy. And it felt like that's what it was yesterday. Like Kyrie to the Lakers? So that's why I thought, let's separate fact from fiction here. What do you think transpired yesterday, and where's that going to lead us in, say, a week?
So this is a leverage game that Kyrie is playing. It's a leverage game the Nets are playing. I mean, right now, as you can imagine, the Nets don't believe that there's a lot of teams that are willing to pay Kyrie Irving $35 to $40 million, which is his max salary. I think he can actually go up to $42 million. Frankly, there's not that many teams that have that kind of cap space, maybe one or two. And, you know, frankly, even of the teams that potentially would be able to sign him, how many people really want to commit to Kyrie Irving after what they've watched for the last couple of years? So the Nets are, you know, I think the Nets want to keep Kyrie, but I don't think they want to give him a 5-year contract for over $200 million. I think they want to give him something that's much shorter. And even if it is got multiple years on it, they want to have some protection so that Kyrie doesn't, you know, do what he's done the last couple of years on them. And I think that's natural. And if you're Kyrie Irving, I think you're saying, I'm in demand. I am an all-star player in my prime. There's no reason why I should settle for less. And teams like the Los Angeles Lakers and New York Knicks probably want me. And where this gets complicated is two reasons. One, you have Kevin Durant out there. Because if Kyrie Irving leaves for nothing, which I'll discuss in a minute about that possibility, Durant's going to be like, I'm about to turn 34 years old. I'm in a 4-year contract here, and we're in a rebuild now, facing a somewhat of a rebuild here. I'm not down for that. And then what is Durant's move? So really Kyrie's sort of backstop is, well, what are you going to tell Kevin? Even if Kevin isn't 100% in love with the partnership that he has with Kyrie, he realizes they're better with him than if he walks for nothing. The second thing is, and I think this is where the Nets have to sort of scratch their chins. Is Kyrie Irving really willing to walk away from this $36 million player option that he has? Could he act? Because the most the Lakers can pay him, Dan, is about $6.5 million. That's what they have. Okay. And any wishful thinking about Russell Westbrook and two future first round picks, or Talen Horton Tucker or whatever hocus pocus you can come up with to make it work in the trade machine. The only trade that the Nets would be willing to do for Kyrie Irving with the Lakers would be for Anthony Davis. And the Lakers are not trading Anthony Davis for Kyrie Irving, and nor should they. So do you or anybody actually believe that Kyrie would walk away from a $36 million player option, which is sitting there, to go sign for $6 million with the Lakers? Or if he wanted to go to the Knicks, he could sign for $10 million. Now, this is a guy who left $15 million roughly on the table last year because he wouldn't get vaccinated. It is not, I mean, I've never seen a player make a move like this, but I can't sit here and tell you that it's impossible. It's also not impossible that a team like the Knicks could start trading pieces off to clear salary cap space. And maybe they couldn't get to $40 million, but maybe they could get to $25 million. And so the drop-off wouldn't be as dramatic. But that's really, you know, the landscape that we've got here.
Yeah, I agree with you with Kyrie that would he do this to Kevin Durant? And also, it is Kyrie where I don't know what money means to him. He's the only player that I could probably say that where you go, well, that's just Kyrie being Kyrie, where he's going to go, I'm going to go play with LeBron. Does LeBron want Kyrie? I guess that would be another question.
So LeBron-Kyrie relationship is complicated. You're asking a simple question, a yes or no question. I can't give you a yes or no answer. I think LeBron would play with Kyrie if all things were equal. Would he rather have Kyrie as his point guard than Russell Westbrook? I think that's a simple one. Of course he would. Would he want to trade Anthony Davis for Kyrie? No, he would not. Would he love Kyrie to come play with his team for $6 million and add him to the team that they already have? Yes, he would. A couple of years ago when Kyrie was going to be a free agent the first time, 2019, after LeBron's first year in L.A., where the Lakers obviously needed more talent, there was a thawing between the two of them. There was a phone call, and I can't remember who called whom, but there was like this, hey, what we did, it wasn't so bad, right? We were buddies. We can be buddies again. And it was pretty transparent. That was because Kyrie was going to be a free agent and LeBron needed help. And it didn't work out that way. LeBron ended up getting Anthony Davis and Kyrie ended up teaming up with Kevin Durant. And so I think, could they be friends of convenience? Yes, I believe they could be friends of convenience. But I really think that unless Kyrie makes a historic move, and not only that, but Dan, I don't want to bore you with salary cap gymnastics because I know that Lakers fans may be yelling about sign and trade. The Lakers functionally, long story short, the Lakers functionally can't do a sign and trade. The only way the Lakers could really realistically trade for Kyrie would be if he opted into his contract for next year and then forced the Nets to trade him. And if he opted into his contract, the Nets would then have him at $36 million and say, okay, well, if you don't want to sign an extension with us, we'll just play out the $36 million. So I think the Knicks, I could draw you a whiteboard where I could explain how the Knicks could make it happen. I think that's something we could talk about. I think the Lakers is, I can't close the door on it, but I think it's a real long shot.
But it feels like, and I'll go back to what I said initially with wishful reporting, as soon as somebody could be available, the Knicks and Lakers are always mentioned because you're going to get clicks. Whether it could actually happen, like the Clippers would probably have a better chance of getting Kyrie than the Lakers would. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. The big question there is Tyronn Lue, who was a huge supporter of Kyrie. It's so funny, Dan, all these connections come back around again because you're like, well, wait, maybe Durant could play with Westbrook again and LeBron could play with Kyrie again. And then Ty Lue. Ty and Kyrie ended on horrible terms. I would even argue that Ty and Kyrie ended on worse terms than LeBron and Kyrie when you get right down some of the stuff that was said. But I also know that Ty Lue would get past it because he's, but you know, in terms of, you forget that Ben Simmons plays for the Nets. And this is the thing, the leverage that Kyrie has, as I said, is that Durant would want him. Also, in theory, and geez, we only have to talk about theory. I mean, Ben Simmons has become a theoretical player, quite frankly. In theory, Ben Simmons playing alongside Kyrie and Durant with Joe Harris, who was a very important role player for them, who was out all of last season. In theory, that core team, plus they got a couple of first-round picks in that deal with Philly that they could now flip for potential role players. And Andre Drummond is a helpful player as a backup. Like, there's no reason why the Nets, as structured, couldn't really be a serious contender if they're healthy and functioning well together. It's a giant if. So, yeah, I could create you a trade from the Clippers where they traded off three role players, and having those three role players, you know, Norm Powell and Reggie Jackson, Brandon Boston, like I would say to you that having those three players would be better than having zero for Kyrie Irving. But again, the only way that functionally works, Dan, is if Kyrie opts into his contract. If he opts out and goes into a sign and trade situation, it makes it almost impossible for the Clippers to trade for him because of this hard cap rule. You just have to trust me. And so again, once he picks up the option with the Nets, what's the Nets' motivation to trade him? So it's really a study in leverage. And my belief is, over the next 8 days, we're going to talk about this a lot, but the Kyrie Irving is probably going to end up being a Net. I can't say for sure, but that's still my projection.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're talking to Brian Windhorst, the ESPN senior NBA writer. I was wondering about this opening up the show. If you're Kevin Durant, you just saw Steph Curry win another title. And I don't know how important legacy is to Kevin Durant, where he looks at this and wants to be considered a better player than Steph Curry. I got to win another championship here. Like, the importance, the clock is ticking. When you turn 34, you know that window of opportunity shrinking rapidly. Help me understand, Kevin Durant, if you can, that how important is where he ends, where he leaves the game?
So let me tell you, I hope Chauncey Billups doesn't have a problem with me sharing this conversation. It's not like 4 or 5 years old. Chauncey Billups educated me on something a few years ago. So Chauncey was up for the president job of the Cleveland Cavaliers after David Griffin left, 2 years after they won the title. And I was talking to Chauncey about it. He was my coworker at ESPN. And I said, Chauncey, I think LeBron's going to leave. I think LeBron's going to walk if you go to Cleveland. He was deciding on the job. I would say, I think he's going to walk and you're going to have to rebuild that from scratch. That my feel is he's going to leave. And Chauncey said, that's okay. I said, what do you mean that's okay? If LeBron walks, the Cavs are going to be a nightmare. He goes, no, if LeBron walks, you get a chance to build a champion from scratch. And that's what we all want to do. I'm like, what are you talking about? And Chauncey explained to me that he was a champion. He didn't need to prove anything in his life, that there was such a rewarding feeling of creating a team on your own and building it up. That is why the title this year for Golden State, that is why they celebrated it, and it felt different to them than the two Durant titles, because not all championships are created equal. And that I'm a big believer in not denigrating or putting an asterisk on any championship, but I can only tell you what players describe to me. There's a more tangibility to what the Warriors just did versus the previous two championships. And so what Durant wants is that tangibility. And so that's what he was looking for when he came to Brooklyn. He obviously knew if he stayed in Golden State, he could probably win more. He wanted something that he could wrap both arms around. And that's why I say, like, I've told this to people with the Bucks organization. The Bucks winning that title last year is one of the highest value titles that we've seen, because they truly built it from scratch with guys that they put together, and they won it in a small market, and the way they won it was so impressive. I have told people from the Bucks, you can go another 20, 30 years, and even if you win more, it will never feel as great as that title did. That is what Durant is going for. That where me and Kyrie Irving got together and we did it together, and he's still holding on to that. Yeah. He still wants it. And I'm here to tell you, while I'm not impressed with what the Nets have done to build this team, it's still, that ring is still there for them to grab. And I think Kyrie realizes it and Durant realizes it. And that is why they are probably loath to let it go, even though it's been rusty and even though it's been difficult.
Thanks for spending time. I know you're busy this morning. Always appreciate it, Brian. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Have a good day.
That's Brian Windhorst, ESPN senior NBA writer. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Well, he's still listed as the lead golf analyst for CBS Sports. The six-time major winner, Nick Faldo, setting to retire from broadcasting in August. Oh, look who's got all the hardware behind him. Well done, Nick. Well done. Nice photo op there.
Competing against your bobbleheads. This is real stuff, man. This is none of those little toys that you put together, get out of a little box. You have to go out and win these, baby.
Okay. For those who are listening on radio, how would you describe your trophy room?
Oh, that's harsh, isn't it?
Yes.
What a comeback.
Okay.
I'm sitting in front of this is my six majors. Those are the clubs I won, the May clubs and bags, everything. I kept everything, gloves. I kept the tee pegs. I even kept my ball markers.
Wow.
And the coolest thing I did, something I did, which I noticed, Stephen, the modern guys don't do, Billy Foster, you know, winning on Sunday, went up and just took the flag off the top.
You took the flag.
I got the whole flag stick. I know messed it. My caddy put way back, Andy Proger from Watford. He put the flag in the bag after we won in Open 87. And he said, get off. And he held it like that because the greenkeeper came home and he says, no, that's ours. So that started a tradition. So I kept it going, luckily.
But do you then, once you won the majors with those golf clubs, you retired them? Did you keep playing with those?
Yeah, I did. So you see a blank bag or a couple of blank bags. So that first set actually won the next two majors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's four sets for six majors. So pretty cool.
This might be, Tom Brady was on last week. He didn't have anything behind him, you know.
So he's just got seven footballs. I mean, that's not very exciting, is it? You know, a big chunky diamond ring.
Yes,
I mean,
that's true.
I mean, you know, I guarantee he'd like to have a set of clubs winning a major with. I know he would. He loves his golf, doesn't he?
Well, what do you think of his swing?
Very good. I mean, I think what those guys did to go out and play another sport, very brave. Very brave, because you know you're out your own comfort zone, and to put that on TV, I tip my cap to him. Very impressive.
All right, so the news, you're retiring from broadcasting in August.
Yeah, from full time broadcast. You know, I've been out there. I've done 18 seasons, 16 with CBS. It's been great. Next to the legendary Jim Nance, started with Mike Tirico at the start. So, you know, it hit me end of last year that, you know, especially with Lindsay, you know, I've got a great girl and we've got a new project. We bought some land up in Montana. We're fed up with the hustle and bustle. We want to go up there. We're calling it Faldo Farm. It's going to be cuddly animals. I'll be cuddling cows and alpacas and all sorts of things like that. So, you know, we wanted to do something fun and you need time. And even though it's a 6 month season and you think, but it still locks you in. And then, you know, and then it started really when you said the best 2 months to be in Montana are September and October when all the fishing really happens. And so I thought, well, I don't want to, you know, I haven't got enough time to do a golf season and then rush around doing my other things. I've still got other things I want to do and they're going well. And it was like, okay, I mean, is there a compromise of a half season and that, that didn't work for CBS. So I'm more than happy. I want to have time for us to enjoy life. You know, you read all these great philosophers talking about looking after yourself and, you know, we can't buy time. You know, and you think, okay, I want to enjoy myself and do some fun things at the pace that I want to do them. It's as simple as that.
Were you approached by the LIV Tour to be an analyst at any point?
No.
Did you think you were going to be?
No. No.
I'm surprised that they wouldn't try to get a big name.
I haven't announced this officially today, but no, I really enjoy calling championship golf. I mean, that's, you know, I've been with the Masters and the PGA. Well, I'm very fortunate because with Golf Channel as well, and then them having the two other Opens, I've been in a unique position where I've been obviously CBS calling the final play at the Masters and the PGA, and being involved through the week at the other two majors, the two Opens. I was up there obviously last week doing Golf Channel Thursday and Friday. But I love calling Saturday and Sunday golf. I mean, that's when it really happens, isn't it? Championship golf. That's what it's all about.
What would you do if you're the commissioner, if you're Jay Monahan?
Well, we've got a real interesting dilemma going on now where the PGA Tour has taken a stance where you'll be banned if you go to LIV, and the European, or you still call it European Tour, obviously, DP World Tour, are saying, no, you can come and play that. Hey, I'm the famous line of Forrest Gump, I'm not a smart man, but, you know, there's obviously a long-term project here. I mean, I think that's where you've got to look, how you've got to view this, is what is going to be happening. The players who are going to LIV must know something more than they're letting on, because I don't get, like, if Brooks Koepka's just announced, you would have thought Brooks would be thinking, I can still win majors. So is he happy that going there, he's going to get enough good golf to prepare himself for the majors? Because that's what he's always said he's interested in. And I think we're all agree that the, you know, LIV is tournament is exhibition golf, three rounds, shotgun start, all this sort of thing, is not the same as we've seen the last couple of weeks. We CBS, we called the Canadian Open. How fantastic was that with Rory getting back in it? And then last week, the Open, US Open, was so darn exciting and gripping stuff, playing on a great golf course, great atmosphere, but the great intensity. I mean, how great was that intensity for the last nine holes of who was going to win the US Open? So obviously delighted for Matt Fitz, because British young lad, and I've sat with him, had a couple of breakfast meetings with him over the years to try and guide him a little bit. So, and Billy Foster, wonderful guy to get, wonderful caddy to get a major under his belt. So, you know, that's all I'm interested in. I hope I can still call, as I said, part-time, I hope I still get an opportunity to call some of the majors in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and you touched on something there that piqued my interest, that they may know something that we don't know. What could these LIV golfers know?
I get the 40-year-olds going. If you think, if the little voice has said, you ain't going to win out here, mate. And then Charles Schwartz was a great example. That guy's played hard for 3 years, struggled with injuries. You've probably doing 25 tournaments a year, and you've made X. I believe it was like 1.5. And then you go 1 week, and you've won nearly $5 million. So that, and they could be looking at saying, hey, look, if I go to LIV for 2 years, I'm in my 40s, I do two more years, I'm going to make a boatload. I'm going to make ten times what I think I could make, busting my butt, and with no guarantees. You know, so you kind of get that. I don't get the youngsters going, to be honest, because I was touting Taylor Gooch for the last 2 years. He was my pick, saying this guy is climbing, watching, and finally wins. And you think, come, you're going to start. You're on the ladder, young man. You're slowly learning. You're slowly winning. What is next? If you want to win majors, well, you are climbing. You're doing all the right things to climb forward to that. So to jump and go and play exhibition golf, because there's something about tournament golf, you know, the fear of missing the cut is all part of it. And striving to make the cut is all part of it, because there's a sense of pride, achievement to that. You know, even the best in the world number one, if he's got a 6-footer, we saw it twice this year. We saw John Rahm and Rory McIlroy grinding to make a 6-footer on the last on Friday evening to make the cut, because they want to play the weekend. And Rahm was 14 back. That's the example I used. Rory then stormed through and nearly won it in Washington. Yeah. So you get,
And it prepares you for tournament golf, as you're saying, if these guys still want to play in the majors.
Yes, it's, I don't like you saying it, but, you know, tournament, if you believe you can win majors, then you're using the tournaments. Jack did it. It's preparation for the next major. You plan your year, your schedule, so you're fully prepared to give yourself the best chance to win majors. Because that's our yardstick. That's how we're remembered, isn't that? You know, we know the numbers. I honestly, you know, many players, you haven't got a clue how many tournaments they've won, but you know how many majors they've won. You know, so, you haven't got a clue how much prize money they've won, but you know how many majors they've won. So, you know, that is our yardstick. And so, but as I agree what you're saying, it's what is the long-term project on this? And there's two completely different between US Tour and the rest of the world on their approach to this and on how this will pan out.
We're talking to Nick Faldo, CBS Sports lead golf analyst and a six-time major winner, retiring from broadcasting, or at least full-time broadcasting, in August. You're going to be a mess that last day, you and Jim Nance in the booth?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to be a mess. No, I mean, the lads have been great. I love the guys and the gals. You know, we've all been a great team. Ian Baker Finch and Frank and Trevor, real actual personal friends. So, and obviously Jim as well. My goodness, and Jim is a legend. So I'll have to do something to play. I think we should just go off air. I'm rehearsing the great words of Phil Collins, and he would say, thank you and good night. So I think that might do it.
All right. Well, have fun in Montana. And
Well, I've got so many good fishing. I'm good mates with Huey Lewis, and he's introduced me to new fishing buddies. And these are really good fishing buddies, the guys who own the ranches as well. So I'm really looking forward to that. You know, we're going to have fun. I've got a great girl with Lindsay. We're going to have animals galore. I can't wait to get it organized. And I'll be zooming in from minus 25. In the snow. Next time we speak.
I think we actually went to the same fly fishing lodge.
What's that?
I think we went to the same fly fishing lodge in Montana.
Oh, good. Yeah, I know. I'm proud of you. See, we fly fishing, you've got to stick together. We love it. We know how good that sport it is. And so maybe you'll have to come and chip me out of a ditch. It's a bit chilly next time we talk.
I'd love to watch you shovel snow. Hey, congrats. We always appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
All right, good man. All right, take care. That's good. My bobbleheads.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Darren Waller, Raiders tight end, working with Sports Media Network Blue Wire, teaming up with Darren with an international yoga instructor, mindfulness teacher, personal development coach, Donnie Starkins. They have a podcast called Comeback Stories, and the launch date is going to be July 11th, and Darren joins us on the program. Are you? How long did it take to get over the loss to the Bengals in the playoffs?
It stung for a bit. I don't really dwell too much in losses for a while, and you take what you learn from it. For us, it's red zone execution on offense, and we got to be able to do that. So learn that lesson and try not to wallow in it and have self-pity and just move on.
But your life experiences, I don't want to say you don't sweat the small stuff, but given what you've been through, a loss to the playoffs compared to, you know, what you've been going through since you were 15 years of age, how would you compare those two?
I would say a playoff loss is, I call it Cadillac problems these days. You know, life is a lot better. I can keep a job these days. I can contribute to the good that's going on around, you know, the organization and in the community. So now it's like, okay, we got our little taste, and now we want to go for the higher things.
But if I told you 7 years ago, you're going to be a Pro Bowl player, going to be on a playoff team, going to be one of the best tight ends in the NFL, you would have said what?
I would have said you're full of crap.
Yeah. What was the day that you said, I need help?
August 12th, 2017 was the day I said I needed help.
Walk me through that day that led you to that announcement.
August 12th, 2017 was the first day I was sober. I had an overdose on August 11th, 2017. So, you know, coming out of that was the first time I was kind of shocked to my core and was like, you know, I'm not really in control. I'm actually being controlled here, you know? So that next day, out of fear, out of just not knowing, and not feeling like I was capable of controlling my life anymore, that was when I was like, all right, I'm willing to listen at least to what somebody else has to say.
You remember the first time you got high?
Yeah, I do. I was 15. Some friends I had, they were taking pills out of their parents' medicine cabinets, and I was over there hanging out, and I was told it would make me feel good. And, you know, at that time, you know, I was just kind of lost as a kid trying to find my identity and where I fit in and what I was about. So I was willing to try it. And then, you know, it was off to the races from there.
What did it make you feel like?
It's just anxiety went away. I felt a sense of calm that I never really felt before. Everything just kind of quieted down inside of me. And that's all that I wanted.
When did you realize you had the talent to be able to play? Well, I'll start with college. But when did you realize, okay, I can do this in college and maybe do this for a living?
I thought it was my junior year where I thought I could do it in college, because that was my first year playing varsity, and I played safety back then, and I ended up having like 120 tackles in like 9 games, and so I was like, I felt like I could do, like, I don't know, I just felt like I had a feel for the game. You know, it wasn't a lot of like big thunderous hits or anything like that. It was just like being in the right place and having instincts to. And just being able to execute with good form, you know? So from there, I was like, I know I could play in college and at least get my school paid for.
How do you deal with pain, considering you probably can't take anything for that pain?
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole lot of different things for me. It's, you know, infrared sauna, you know, contrasting hot and cold, a lot of massages, a lot of cupping, a lot of needling, good amount of icy hot. You know, it's a lot of different things for me because I know I can't go that route. So I just make sure that I'm on top of it day in and day out, because if I'm not, then I'm putting myself in a bind.
What do you want people to take away from this podcast?
So from Comeback Stories, I want people to take away that, you know, even the people that they see as most successful and maybe like they have no chinks in their armor, that they face the same issues that any normal human being would face on a day-to-day basis, from what's going on inside their head, inside their heart, things that they're dealing with from their past, they're trying to get over, just conversations to let people know that, you know, no matter how many times they've fallen or, you know, like me getting arrested, getting suspended time after time after time, like you can still make something good happen with your life and you still have the power to, you know, rewrite your story.
What was that day like when you got arrested?
Which one? I've been arrested 3 times.
Okay. The worst one was, or the most embarrassing one?
The most embarrassing one, I don't know if I told the story publicly. So this was at the end of my rookie year in Baltimore. And, you know, we didn't make the playoffs. And, you know, they give the speech of, you know, make wise decisions, don't do anything stupid. And I was arrested in Roanoke, Virginia in like 36 hours for driving like 100 something miles per hour. And I had like over an ounce of weed in the car.
What did John Harbaugh say?
I mean, they weren't very thrilled. You know, the first person I called was the team security. And they were like, all right, man, like, you know, you're gonna have to call a coach. I was like, yep. And then, so, you know, I just called him on my way home. I still had, once I got out of jail, I still had 7 more hours to drive home to Georgia.
Oh boy.
So it was a very long ride. A lot to think about.
How are you alive?
By the grace of God, man. I don't know any other reason. It ain't by my own doing. I know that.
But you start at an early age, and, you know, our metabolisms are all different. So drugs affect us differently, and then what our body wants, and, you know, those who can, you know, just say no if you believe in that. But, like, your body then, like, it becomes your way of life. You wake up, that's how you get through the day, by taking those pills. Is that a fair assessment of what you went through?
Yeah, it's like anything, and, you know, it was drinking for me too. So it's like, you know, anything good happens, I'm gonna get high. Anything bad happens, I'm gonna get high. If I'm stressed out, I'm gonna get high. If I'm chilling and, you know, just nothing going on that day, I'm gonna get high. So it's like literally there's not really anything that I could do without partaking in that. And it's like, you know, you basically relearn how to live life again.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring it up that, hey, I'm feeling good, let's feel even better. Hey, I'm bummed out, I want to feel a little bit better that I'm bummed out.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Was there anybody there who realized what you were throwing away and tried to kind of grab you and say, what are you doing?
Pretty much everybody. You know, Harbaugh was one of those people.
No, prior to that, when, you know, probably when you didn't know you had a problem, but did you have any of your buddies who said, hey, what are you doing? Like, you got a chance to do something great.
Yeah, I had friends that would say that, you know, in college, especially because that was when a lot of the stuff started happening as far as me getting in trouble. But whenever somebody would say that, you know, I would just kind of push them away, keep them at arm's length. You know, even back then I had my family at arm's length. I had anybody that, you know, remotely thought they had a relationship with me, had no idea what was really going on. Like, people will still hit me to this day, like, I had no idea. And then we were like, you know, close, like we hung out with each other every day, or we were around each other a lot of the time. And, you know, I was just really great at masking it.
We're talking to Darren Waller, the Raiders tight end, Pro Bowl tight end, and the podcast Comeback Stories with Blue Wire. And the launch date is July 11th. And then you're fooling teammates. Like, you think you're fooling people, but you're not fooling anybody, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was told on multiple occasions, I've told and heard, you know, that it's like, you know, this guy is living like a double life. You know, because I could be in the building and I could be respectful to your face and put a smile on, tell a joke, you know, do all that. But, you know, when I left the building, it was like there was no telling what was going to happen. You know, a phone call somebody was going to get, what they may see in the news, you know.
But I wonder, you got cut by the Ravens. Was that a good thing?
Yeah, that was a really good thing, actually, because, you know, I was coming off of I got reinstated. And, you know, before that, I was working at Sprouts. And so I'm like, okay, like, you know, I think I'm humble enough. And then it's like I come back into training camp. And,
so you're at a supermarket. You're working at you're stocking shelves at a supermarket?
Yep, that was my job. And
well, you could get the high shelves, though. You didn't need help to get up there.
They always came and found me to get something off the top shelf.
Did anybody seriously recognize you? Like, you know who you look like? That guy used to play football.
Yeah, there are some. I mean, yeah, I would see people that I knew, went to like high school with, girls that I used to try to holler at. So it was like, it was an interesting dynamic in there, for sure.
Have you spoken at the rookie symposium?
I haven't, no.
Why not?
I don't know. I didn't, never got an invite.
But you should. I mean, that.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
No, this is what these younger players need. I mean, they come in and they think they know everything and they know nothing.
Seriously.
Yes. I think it'd be great. I mean, we look at the NFL is littered with these players, like Johnny Manziel. Like if somebody would have grabbed him earlier, maybe he's still playing in the NFL.
Yeah, you're probably right. But then at the same time, you know, I look at my situation and I'm like, it didn't matter what people were telling me. Like, you know, the Chris Herron story.
Yeah.
I heard him speak multiple times and then went immediately and got high 15 minutes after he spoke. So it's like, was I ready to receive something back then? Did it have to happen like in the exact timing in which it did? I don't know.
Yeah, and if people haven't heard Chris Herron speak, Google him, a former college basketball player. He was with the Celtics wearing his uniform, his warm-ups. He'd go out on to the curb, the loading dock, and he would get some oxy. And he's playing in an NBA game. That's messed up.
Yeah.
Did you play high?
Yeah, I have.
Wow.
Yep.
In the NFL?
Yeah. I remember games where, you know, I don't know, I was just like so uninspired and just with life itself. Like, it'd be like cocaine sometimes. It'd just be like, I remember times on the sideline, I'd be like yawning. And just not there, just not into anything, not feeling any kind of, you know, fire for life. So it was like, yeah, I needed that to just like, you know, make the experience more of what I wanted it to be, I guess.
You were bored?
Yeah, I had no desire. I mean, I just had no desire to play football because football became a people-pleasing tool after high school. It wasn't like the game that I enjoyed when I grew up. It was just like, all I saw was pressure. All I saw was politics. All I saw was me needing to perform instead of just going out there and just enjoying what I do with people that I enjoy being around.
I know you never met him. Your great-grandfather, the jazz musician Fats Waller. What do you know about Fats Waller?
I know he was a jazz pioneer. I know he basically created like stride piano and all that. And I know he got kidnapped by Al Capone to play music. He made a lot of money.
Wait, Darren, you got to lead with that he got kidnapped by Al Capone. Like nobody else had, no other musician has that where Al Capone's guys. Now, I think the story is Fats was performing, got done performing. Al Capone's people came in and said, no, we're going to kidnap you. You're going to perform for Al Capone at his party. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce doesn't have that story. I mean, come on.
Right. That's, I don't think too many people walk around with that one on the hip pockets. Yeah.
But you have the music background here because I know you love music as well, but, how about Slim Waller? How about that? Instead of Fats Waller, what do you think?
It's got a nice ring to it. Some with Slim or Lean in it, yeah.
Yeah, but what's your rap? You don't want Lean. Like you want Slim Waller. Slim Waller, yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, all right. Who's the best tight end in the AFC West?
The best tight end in the AFC West? I'm not really into comparisons, but I step out in the field. I feel like I'm the best in my world because all I'm thinking about is, you know, how good I want to be.
Good. That should be your answer. I'm going to guess Travis Kelce would probably tell me the same thing, that He's the
Absolutely.
Best.
Without a doubt.
Congrats on just getting here and being a Pro Bowl tight end. And hopefully Slim Waller takes off. And, you know, now what's your contract status with the Raiders?
At the very moment, I have 2 years left on my deal.
Okay.
In the negotiation phase, and let my agent, let the team handle that. I'm just focused on getting ready for camp.
Yeah, but Devontae took all the money.
Nah, man, we'll see.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for sharing, and good luck with the podcast that comes out on July 11th.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you having
Thank
me.
Thank you. That's Darren Waller.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.